RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Linnell, Daron Payne's future.
Yeah.
I was in a place with him where because the contract is growing, because the cap number is getting so much bigger, I kind of wanted to get to an area where they could move on at the end of the year. I think that's part of why they envisioned the last two off seasons the way they did. They go out and they draft Johnny Newton. Then they sign Javon Kinlaw. And when they signed him, we felt like it was a lot of money. And I remember saying, look, they gave him $15 million, but the plan is obviously D. Payne's not staying around here for the long term. Well, he's under contract next year still. They have a potential out, which could turn his four-year $90 million deal into a three-year deal for about $68 million. And if they do that, then this is the end of his road in Washington. They would have basically $30 million in dead cap money, but if they do it post June 6th, there's a way to spread that out so that it's not as untenable and terrible. But if they keep him around, his massive $26 million cap number this year goes up even higher to $28 million next year. I said $30 million, by the way. It was $11 million in dead money next year. Sorry.
Yeah.
$30 million would have been this year. But the $11 million post-June, spread it out over 2 years, it'd be less than, I think, 5.5 per. It would actually not be that bad. So they could move on from him, cut him, and say, you know, we could save $17 million by releasing him, pay the dead cap money, and that's, you know, a good part of a really good receiver contract. Or there's your, you know, over half of your edge rusher on money or something like that. Here's the problem. Kinlaw, while as good as really good, as a run stopper, has issues occasionally. He's been somewhat inconsistent, I would say. And Johnny Newton, that is a weakness. We talked about what a great game he had against the Cowboys, rushing the quarterback, the hope that he could turn into something as a pocket pusher in the pass rush game. But he's undersized, has struggled against the run. So when Payne hasn't been out there like in this game against Dallas, they've really had problems, man. So I don't know that they're in a place where they can let him walk. He's still good enough. Maybe their best defensive player to the point where they might have to keep him around at $28 million.
There's just no chance at that number, Grant. And I hear what you're saying because I'm barking up the same tree, right? I look at what he does best right now, I think, is stopping the run. And this is weird, Grant. I don't know how you feel about ESPN run stop win rate rankings and metrics and like if that's valid to you or not.
I mean, it's info. Nothing's gospel, but it's data. It's better than not knowing it.
So via ESPN's run stop win rate rankings, Daron Payne ranks sixth amongst defensive tackles in run stops. PFF has him within the top 20 of run stops, and Kinlaw is actually number 11 in the NFL, which shows you where this is. I think the bigger point with the entire D-tackle room, including Daron Payne, Grant, they don't do anything consistently enough. And this is the thing in the conversation we'll have about Johnny Newton. Let's say you play, there are 46 snaps you play as a defensive tackle and you have three sacks. Well, what did you do on the other 43 snaps? And that could drastically impact how you're viewed. That's how I feel about Daron Payne. I think there's no doubt about it. Like yesterday you saw it. No Payne, no Eddie Goldman. Like you're going to feel that. Those are your best two run defenders. I don't know, like for him, when I hear that he's the highest cap hit on the team, Grant, It just doesn't sit right with me because he's not that impactful.
It is not ideal. I agree with you. And in this is kind of like the running back conversation we just had.
Yeah.
In a perfect world, do you want to do better than Bill and Rodriguez? Of course. In a perfect world, do you want to pay Daron Payne $28 million? Should he be their highest paid player? No. But you've already paid it. So now you're talking about eating $11 million to save the 17 to not have him around, right? Everyone says, well, how could you be saving 17 and eating 11? Well, just do the math, right? Yeah. His cap number is $28 million. So if they cut him, they still – basically think of it this way. They still have to pay him $11-plus million to not be here.
Right.
So that's dead money that he doesn't get that no one else can get. But you would be paying him $28, so you're saving 17 by only paying him $11 to not play for you. So it's $11 to not play for you or $28 to play for you. I don't think it's – untenable. I think he has played at a very high level for the most part. I think who's better than him on their defense? Is he the best player on their defense? I think he is.
Yeah, I would say so, probably.
Now, it's a bad defense that doesn't have enough stars.
Yeah.
He's not going to the Pro Bowl, but I think he's played at a fringe Pro Bowl level. Would you disagree with that?
I don't know if I could go that far. Just because the
like, would you be shocked if he made the Pro Bowl?
Yes, I'd be stunned.
You would.
I'd be stunned. I just think the down in, down out consistency is not there. And I think you can say that about the entire defense. So, like, I don't want to get on them too hard. The question was asked by Liam Griffin to Cliff Kingsbury. What was Josh Johnson's superpower? What's Daron Payne's superpower? We thought he could rush the passer.
Well, when he got paid, it was pass rush.
And that's just clearly not what he is, though, you know?
Correct.
So if
you're for people that don't know, you know this, but his sack numbers, like, guess the year that happened right before he got his huge contract. Here's his sack totals year by year. 5, 2, 3, 4.5, 11.5, 4, 4, and 2. Which one do you think came right before the monster contract? Tackles for loss, ready? 6, 3, 7, 6, 18, 13, 15, 13, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Everything was the best that it's ever been as a pass rusher. So that's what got him paid. That's not necessarily what he's doing now. He's got 2 sacks this year. But
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think he does occasionally take over drives. He does, like, there's these drives where first down batted ball, second down pressure incomplete, third down hit on the quarterback, and they got off the field, and you're like, damn, that's why you pay this guy. So is $28 million what he should cost? No. But this is not how it works. When you're going to go buy a house in a few years, Linnell, you're not going to get to pay what you want to pay. The market just says, hey, this house that you want is $687,000. You're going, really? I got to put money into this house. How could that possibly be the case? This house should cost $479,000. And they go, well, that's cool, but do you want it or you don't?
Yeah.
And that's where we're at with Daron Payne. I have all year long said I'd like to get out of that deal, and I still would, but I think they keep him at that number. But the other thing is, think about it. They already have a ton of space. They have shown no willingness or interest in using all the space that they have. at any point in the last couple of years anyway. They don't like they just roll money over. So are they going to free up $17 million more when they have top three space to allocate? It'd be great to spend that money.
How would
do you really think they're going to spend all the money they have as it is?
No.
They have not done that at any point.
The other option is a potential trade. How much of the money left? Well, he has no more guaranteed money. So, like, how would that work from a trade standpoint?
Because let me look that up.
I do think there's potential value in terms of, like, recouping the fourth round pick from the Tunsil deal. Like, I'm not saying you're going to get a second. You're damn sure not getting a first. You're damn sure not getting a third. But, like, if you told me Washington got a fourth and a future sixth for Deron Payne, like, okay.
So I think they would have to eat the dead money.
So like the $11 million.
Which is $11 million to trade him.
Which is
no different really than cutting him. Which is what they should do. The problem is somebody taking on that contract. 1 year at 28. I think you could get someone to extend him.
And yeah, make it
and then
make sense.
The number's more tenable because they'll bring the cap number this year way down. It's not like he's, you know, 34 years old or anything.
Brent, but the bigger picture conversation, we were talking about this with tight end in terms of, well, the Ben Sinnott, why do you bring back John Bates if you think Ben Sinnott can turn into John Bates? Look at what they've invested at defensive tackle. Now, I know they did not pay Deron Payne, but in the defensive tackle room, you have the highest paid player on the team. You have a guy and his running mate in Kinlaw that's making $15 million per, and you have a fringe first-round pick spent there, yet you're awful at, one, getting to the quarterback from the interior, and then, two, rushing or stopping the run. So, like, what's the disconnect that I'm missing here? Because, like, I think that's egregious. That's the thing I was kind of hot under the collar about postgame, because it's like, well, damn, man. We were sold on this bill of goods last year that, like, the run defense was bad because we needed to get bigger. You paid Kinlaw 15. Obviously, you had the injury to Dietrich Wise. Something that was a strong point for you last year is now a weakness all of a sudden.
I think they've been worse though at the edges than they have downhill right between the tackles.
It's not what they told Matt Ryan and Nate Burleson yesterday. They couldn't stop saying it. Washington's right. Had this problem with downhill runs, and
by the way, their run defense right now is 28th in yards per play at 4.81 and 30th in yards per game at 145.7 after an offseason of spending to fix that and talking about it. Last year, do you know what they ranked in run defense?
Probably like 26th.
28th in yards per play and 30th in yards per game. Yeah. The exact same rankings.
Here's the other one that gets me,
year
Grant.
Over year. By the way, just comparing,
mm-hmm.
Last year they gave up 137 a game and 4.7 a pop. This year, worse, 4.8 a pop and 145 a game. I think the Wise injury killed them. Yeah. The edge position has killed them because now you've got like Jacob Martin, who's mostly a pass rusher. Von Miller is mostly a pass rusher. They can't set the edge. But they're worse out there than they are inside at tackle. Kinlaw is also – he is one of the most complicated guys to me to, like, explain how I feel.
Yeah.
His good is so damn good, and he makes so many loud, splashy, awesome, noticeable, like, impact plays. You see it constantly. But there are a lot of, like, the subtle plays where they gave up 7 or 9 where you're like, oh, did he dart in there? Was that a bad run fit? Like, what's going on? So – someone smarter than me would have to get to the bottom of that. But, like, I would trade several of those bad plays for some of the really good TFLs that he makes at the line of scrimmage or whatever.
You're just not getting it on a consistent enough basis with him. And I think for him, like, the football gods, like, blessed him and they didn't. He's 6'5", 330, Grant. Like, he was built in a laboratory. He is the biggest football player I've ever stood next to.
Oh, he's massive.
But at defensive tackle, that is so... or such a disadvantage, rather, because he stands up straight out of his stance every time. When he gets fatigued, you really see that happen a lot. It's just, it's hard to watch a man of that size get moved, and this is no exaggeration, 8 yards off the ball by a double team. Like that, I don't care how big you are, how small you are. There are like certain commandments of playing the run. I would rather you just fall, right? Like just fall.
So, yeah, I agree. I get the frustration. I don't think that's happening 8 yards off the ball. Like obviously that's extreme. Very often. But your point is understood, which is you're too big to not win. I just think, generally, they drafted Newton where they did at 36. That has been a disappointment. I think they would like, if they had a chance to get out of or still do the deal with Kinlaw that they did, I don't think they would undo it. I think they're probably happy with what he's given them this year. But the two of them together, if that was the plan of, like, that's your D-line and you can get out of pain, that did not come to fruition.
No.
They can't do that. Because you could go find another Eddie Goldman who's just a gigantic dude to put in the formation in a rotation who's been good. You can find Sheldon Day or whatever for your rotation. But those two as a tandem, like, you're going to get gashed because Newton's undersized. So I don't think they have a choice with Daron Payne unless you want to trade him, get picks or whatever, but now you've created another significant need. You already have edge where they need probably at least one legitimate starter, if not two really good players. You're getting Armstrong back. They have at least one significant upgrade needed at linebacker, if not two. They need another corner. They might need a safety. Like, there is a ton. That's just the defense, by the way.
Right.
And I'm not talking about, like, let's go get a one-year deal to bring some jag in here. I'm saying where you want good football players at those spots.
Yeah.
So can you add D-tackle to that is a big question.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.